Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for Palm Sunday, 2026. Nobody who draws up a will or a family trust likes surprises. The guarantor of the will to which all faithful souls are beneficiaries made sure each provision of it was done by his son as executor. As we read the Passion narrative this Palm Sunday from Matthew chapter 26, note all the deliverables the prophets anticipated and documented centuries before the Gospels were written, starting with Jesus' humble but heroic entry into Jerusalem on a donkey, as foretold by Zechariah from Zechariah chapter 9. Even the responsorial psalm, written by Jesus' earthly forefather, King David, was on Christ's lips as he hung from the cross. That was Psalm 22. Between those events in Matthew's Passion narrative, we have Judas, the betrayer who sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, as foretold in Zechariah chapter 11. Hundreds of years before this turncoat's birth, a Judas type is described as the worthless shepherd who forsook his flock and cast his wages into the temple treasury. Also, through Psalm 55, we learn of a close friend and counselor who betrayed David. Then, Jesus, with the sleepy apostles accompanying him during his passion in the Garden of Gethsemane, tells them their faith in him would be shaken, as foretold in Zechariah chapter 13, in which it is said the sheep would scatter. Next, when one of Christ's followers draws a sword to defend Jesus from arrest, the Master says, "How would the Scriptures be fulfilled, which say that it must come to pass this way?" The mistreatment Jesus then undergoes before crucifixion is detailed in Isaiah chapter 50. "I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who tore out my beard, my face I did not hide from insults and spitting." Of Jesus' silence during this torment, Isaiah wrote, "Though harshly treated, he submitted and did not open his mouth, like a lamb led to slaughter or a sheep silent before shearers." That was Isaiah chapter 53. Of Christ's crucifixion between two criminals, whether thieves or robbers, Isaiah continues that he would be numbered with the transgressors, fulfilling the divine plan for the Messiah's identification with us sinners. So, in this Sunday's Passion, maybe even more than in the other Gospel accounts, we see Matthew taking great pains to remind us Jesus' Passion and death were well documented in the ancient divine plan of the Old Testament. Such research, for the record, makes sense, coming from a former tax collector for whom documentation was key to balanced accounting. But leave it to Luke, a physician who sometimes had to effect unorthodox treatments beyond the books, to document a final miracle from the cross in Luke's own gospel account. Our crucified doctor of souls heals the spirit of the good thief dying next to him. This wasn't mentioned by Matthew, nor was it foreshadowed by the ancient prophets. We can therefore imagine that this repentant criminal's defense of Jesus against the other thief's taunts took even the executor of his father's will by surprise. Next, we can imagine that the amazed Jesus, benefiting from the only moment of joy in this whole account, then made this man an eternal beneficiary of God's will, along with all the other souls the Christ came to save. "Today you will be with me in paradise." Surprises is part of God's painstakingly planned will? We aren't the beneficiaries of just any old legal document. We share in a special needs trust, designed to accommodate humanity's unpredictable nature. Our guarantor rejoices in improvements in the free will he granted us. Let's go back to Luke's gospel. The good thief wasn't the first beneficiary of Jesus' amazement at human unpredictability. Let's remember the Gentile centurion who amazed Jesus by trusting that God would save his ailing servant without Jesus even entering the centurion's home. The centurion and the good thief were granted equal access to God's kingdom, thanks to their amazing faith. Bottom line, we're the beneficiaries of God's well-documented and free-willing will, and nobody had to die but its executor to fulfill it. This Sunday, after we participate in the reading of the Special Needs Trust made possible by our guarantor, it'll be our turn to be amazed once more. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.